Now, the deal was is that we were limited to how many we could press initially, right? Because they didn't want to invest a whole lot of money in us, you know. They didn't. There was no hit, they heard. So, so they were going to do, I think originally they were going to do 500 pressings, but Larry, being the record collector, said, no. We'll just do 100. We came up with, he came up with 125. That sounded like a good number to him. So the very first record, we did 125 pressings. 10 of them, and this will interest record collectors only, 10 of them were colored vinyl. A couple green ones, a couple red ones, a blue one, a purple one, and a couple multicolored ones, right? So that was the record itself. Now the the cover was extremely cheesy. I mean extremely cheesy. And what we decided that we'd do it ourselves, right? You know, sure, you know. So I found a Life magazine and a picture of Chairman Mao, okay? And he's sitting on this cover. It's from about, I don't know, 1975 or 74. Anyway, he's sitting on, you know, someplace and stuff. And so we cut out the picture, you know. And we had this picture that we'd taken up in the studio. And it was like four of us with our heads on top of each other in the studio. And then we kind of Xeroxed. It's kind of hard to visualize this, but this was one section of the picture sleeve, the 45 picture sleeve. To the right of it had this picture of us looking down at this picture of Chairman Mao, right? And the picture kind of like we're trying to do a cheesy Andy Warhol, where we just you know, kept on copying the picture as it kind of just, you know, deteriorated into, you know, just dots and stuff, and it's what we did. But not quite that much. But anyway, Chairman Mao, what we did was we erased the middle of his shirt and like he had a chain around his neck and stuff. And we wrote, because once you erased the picture, it would just be white, right? So we wrote in there, the ivories are happening, right? So if you see it, believe me, you'd laugh. I mean, it's real cheesy. But we put that out, and we were telling, whenever we got interviewed, we said, you know, our hope was that Mao would like it, and we'd have the world's first billion seller, right? So anyway, not to be. But anyway, so that was the record, and that came before we did any performances, right? Now, we'd been playing out as a band. We called ourselves the Fine Tones, which was a name that Larry got from a Frank Zappa recording that he did under another name or something along those lines. I can't remember exactly what it was. So we played out as that band, and but a couple of the people had left the band, so it was just Larry Ray, myself, and a fellow named Joel Ruza, who played drums and guitar. So that was the start.